Time has come for Wheels and Gas. We're gonna watch all those films and have a blast. We'll see our friends and enjoy some laughs. Sit right back and just relax.
Oh, wow.
Welcome back, motherfuckers. This is the Owen Wilson Cast. We're coming right back at you with a hot, fresh 90s attitude. I'm your host, Big Snake.
And I'm also your host, Crazy T.
Radical!
Real hot, fresh one.
Radical!
Maybe the hottest, freshest podcast off the skillet we've ever had.
It's just sitting right in this bowl like a big steamy dump, and we're ready to dish it out into your mouth, sucker!
And I'm Outrageous Jay, ready to get at you with the 90s vibe. How are you doing tonight, folks?
You guys can't even see how sideways his head is right now, but Jesus Christ, it is sideways as hell. Anyways, it's been a while since we did a cast.
It has been a while, but that's because
we started playing Dungeons & Dragons recently, and frankly, we can't tear ourselves off of it.
Yeah, it's just, it's quite the it's imaginary addictive. World.
It's addictive, you know? Yeah.
What kind of character are you playing, Justin?
I'm a,
Go on.
I'm that one that has all the spells.
Right on, right
I'm
on.
I'm Outrageous Jay. I'm a 90s guy. I don't have to deal with all this bullshit.
Hey, stop giving him guff, man.
I don't have to deal with all this Dungeons & Dragons stuff. We didn't have that in the 90s. All
right.
Hey, Teach, get off my fucking back.
All right, and, yeah, so it's been a while since we've been on the cast.
It's been a little bit.
But that's because we've
really just honing in on the craft here. That's what we're doing. This is how Outrageous Jay does. That's how
he does
it.
We've upgraded to now a premium class version of the podcast, which takes a little bit more time to edit, and that's why it takes so much longer. But what do you get with our premium podcast features now, Jake?
Well, you get a ton of things. I'm glad you asked that question, Tom, because with the premium podcast experience, you not only get your original recipe and your extra crispy podcast versions, which we offered previously, but you also now get our daily Clipper magazine we send to you at home at your address. Mm-hmm. We just find that out through going through our friends at Equifax.
Yep.
We could find your home address. And
you know what my favorite part of the send-outs, the booklets and stuff?
What's your favorite part,
Tom? The coupons.
Oh, the savings.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I don't know. I can't even count how much I have saved recently by shopping at my local Pier 1 Imports and also dining at my fine casual dining local Applebee's. Justin, what's your favorite coupon in our Snake and Tea Clipper magazine?
The Applebee's coupon for sure. I really like the triple dipper combo that they have at Applebee's. Mm-hmm. I like the variety. Anytime I go to Applebee's, I can choose any of the more than 10 plus items they have on their appetizer menu. Man. And really be satisfied before the meal comes.
Yeah.
My favorite coupon is the free muffin you get at McDonald's when you purchase a Big Mac.
Yeah.
No, that Big Mac muffin combo.
What's your go-to muffin?
Banana nut muffin.
Oh, the banana nut. That's a good
next
one.
Next to a Big Mac with that special sauce on it.
Mm. I'm typically a blueberry guy, but you know, I'm really willing to change sides if somebody will swade me.
Well, I usually like my banana nut as a loaf, but they really do a fine job with the muffins over there.
Well, you know, if you're small enough, a muffin's a loaf. Right?
Yeah, but you're saying I'm small enough?
I mean, I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not trying to take a task here or call you out or anything, but Tom has really lost a lot of height since we last did a podcast. I don't know what's going on, but I'm talking like, you know, like 6 to 8 inches.
Couple of compound fractions in my
legs. I don't know what's going on. I mean, you know, do you have a height disorder?
Maybe.
I don't want to confront you here. This is an intervention, but you've lost a lot of height, and I'm getting a little bit concerned.
Tell the people why we're actually here. The real reason, you know, just tell them.
Okay, yeah, we're actually here because we are here to talk about motherfucking Owen Wilson.
That's right, Owen Wilson cast.
Why else would we be here?
There's no other reason you could stick me in this childish room in Tom's house.
And on this premium podcast, we're back here talking about Cars 2 this time. Cars 2!
Cars 2,
the sequel!
Again. This time with boats is the full name.
And planes!
Yeah.
And helicopters.
Yeah, well, you know.
And trains.
It's aircraft. They just call it. They
and Earth. We've identified we're on Earth now. Let's not get into it just yet.
Mm-hmm.
What? Pitcher Wilson?
Let's start to unpack and digest this. This is a very dense movie, you know. We were thinking, commenting a lot on different things. Okay, first of all, I mean, I got a couple questions to put down here, and maybe a comment at the end. But, you know, first question I'd like to pose is, and we'll get to Wilson afterwards. We'll get to Wilson afterwards.
It's not a phrase I like.
The cars are, I guess, the people on this planet. There's no people. They're all cars. They're sentient cars. They rule the world.
The cars are the cars.
Cars are cars. Yeah, you're right. It gets weird there. It gets very... I can't process it right now. But what's it like to get towed?
But I've never been towed.
I guess that would be like being arrested in real life.
Being towed.
That's the that's the human equivalent to being towed.
I think it's like being carried.
You're incapacitated and there's a hook in your bumper.
No, it's like being carried. It's like when you fall down and sprain your ankle because you have degenerative leg issues.
Well, you can't control where you're going, you know? It's similar to being handcuffed, you know? If you're,
I think it'd be like getting dragged by the ear, you know?
They're not being detained.
Not quite the ear, I'd say. I think you're the farthest off there, Jacob. I wish you'd rethink that.
In the mouth?
I don't know, because you don't have control over it. You get dragged by the ear, you have no control over it, and it kind of hurts, and you're...
So we're kind of doing the questions and answers section here for cars. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And if you're a car, just a quick disclaimer here, you may find some of the content in this episode a little offensive, and
we will have an unabridged version of the podcast in Car Talk later on at the end.
Yeah.
So stay tuned.
Yeah, absolutely.
I will be broadcasting full car audio.
Yeah. And on NPR.
My question is, why so many guns in Cars World?
That's an interesting question.
A lot of guns in Cars World.
Not so many. Not even to think of Cars World, but Pixar World. It seems to be a bit much.
Very much.
The amount of guns and carnage. I mean, we saw cars ripped to pieces
shredded
in this movie.
Bits, explosions.
I mean, I'm talking like mufflers were flying everywhere. Tires were flying left and right. You know,
terrible.
Headlights were getting yanked out of their sockets. I mean, how fucking graphic is that?
God. This film really was reminiscent more of a Bond film. It had like
a spy aspect to it. There's gadgets involved.
Yeah, just car like a Bond gadgets. Film.
And there was Michael Caine spies. Was in it, so it's Michael, all you need.
Michael Caine.
That's terrible.
Shit.
Hello, Governor. I'm Michael Caine.
I'm Michael Caine.
Oh, jeez. Oh, well, I'm Michael Caine.
Come on, Tom. Could you have a better Michael Caine impression than that, asshole?
Well, why do we fall down, Master Bruce?
Oh, that
it's
was fun.
Bloody well workout, eh?
All right. Okay, we get it. Michael Caine is from Britain.
Michael Caine is British.
An accent. But anyways, cars have accents. This is interesting, right? Am I right here? You've seen this? Have you heard about this?
Have you heard about this? Cars have accents.
Cars have accents.
Yeah, it's weird the country's borders are all the same, even though they've killed off the human race.
Well,
okay,
there's never
now
been
you're
a
assuming
human race.
That
you're
there
assuming,
was
yeah,
humans.
Exactly. You're assuming there's
well,
humans.
What was this evidence of it, though?
What is the evidence?
The way the city's, there's an Eiffel Tower, like... So this is alternative.
I'm sorry,
history?
Cars aren't good enough to
were
build an
Eiffel
Tower.
Were they ever in Paris? Was there an Eiffel Tower?
Yeah, but they came
there
up with the same idea as real people in real life. So in another reality where cars are the people,
yeah,
they also came up with the idea to make an Eiffel Tower.
Well, of course, because they are the people. Cars are people. This is an alternate universe. But instead of the world being mainly populated by us humanoids, they're cars. And they're sentient.
Okay. Yeah, next question.
Okay, all right. What's a baby car? I don't see any baby cars here. How do the cars get there? Do they stay forever?
I'm also very curious to this. In the religious aspect, like, is there a God car? Like, who made that?
There was a Pope Mobile.
Pope Mobile.
Clearly. All right, so before we delve into the whole Pope Mobile
thing.
Can't
go in there too quick.
Yeah, you can't just jump in. You gotta really,
I just did, motherfucker.
You first. No, you don't. You didn't just do that.
I just did it. Pope Mobile.
Now, if you're going to get into the whole... thing about these cars being created, who created these cars? Was there a god? Was there a human being that created them? Like, how did they come to be is a big question on my mind.
Well, much like aliens created us, I would think it's about the same for the cars as well.
Extraterrestrial being came down,
yeah,
gave them
came
the technology
down,
to
yeah, built them all. and they're all still there.
So, like, I mean, I guess with human beings, it's you can have, like, there's organics and all that, where you can pretty much, you know, sperm and egg. But right, what soup. Makes a car? Right. What makes
soup.
A car?
Soup.
How do these cars mufflers, just spontaneously pads, become cars?
Carburetors.
Well,
I think one simple. Day all those car parts sex. Existed.
So does this mean that, I mean, because I mean, I guess when a car is made, it's a car. So does that mean there's no like infancy stage? All right, for
no,
a car?
Here, let me
like,
explain no, like, to you learning, how this works.
No, there's no learning to drive.
We're talking about the first car ever, right? Or are we talking about cars in general?
We're talking about cars in general.
The very
is
first car.
Is there a learning to drive here in this world that we're living in the
car? No, you learn to walk, don't you?
You do, but cars, I don't think, really learn that. You know, you just yeah, you really get
how
in.
How many cars do you know, Justin?
There's no crawling well, stage know, to a car.
I would never say I physically know a car, Jacob, but.
I'm going to tell you something. You ever pop the hood of your car, you know, open it up, check it out, see all that good stuff on the inside. You know, you got your battery, you got your engine block. Oh, man.
Oh, my
you got your alternator.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, if you're riding one of those old, in those, one of them old ones,
mm-hmm.
you got that carburetor.
Mm.
Yeah, okay.
Now,
so
somebody like me.
Take out the dipstick, right?
Yeah.
You take that dipstick out, and you look at it, you clean it.
Yeah.
You clean it nice, and it shines. You look
oh,
at it, you
shit.
Go, whoo.
Yeah.
Woo! What do you do with
Woo!
The dipstick? Dunk it right back in there.
I have
you
no
know
idea
to do
what
with
you
it?
Do this thing.
I take it and I dunk it back in, but I do it real fast. In and out. In and out. In and
yeah,
out.
Yeah,
in and
yeah,
out. In and out.
Yeah,
in and out.
Yeah.
And I think that's how other cars are made.
Okay.
If you take that dipstick and you put it in another car, that car will then multiply into two cars over the course of some kind of...
All right, let me talk to you about cars. You know, like when you know, your car is getting a little tired.
Ooh, do I?
And you know,
ooh boy,
you bring it down to the
oh,
old
yeah.
station.
Oh
right?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
You park next to that.
Oh, I bet you do.
That little pump. Right
there,
right?
Oh yeah,
that pump station. You park right next to that.
Yep.
You get yourself. You click on that high octane 93.
Always.
You
click
take
on
that little gun, that little pistol.
Mm-hmm.
And you stick it right in that little.
Yeah,
gas
you don't stick
area?
It all the way in at first,
no,
right?
No, no. You kind of just rub it around the edges.
Yeah.
And in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out, in.
This is
squeeze.
A good podcast.
That's
squeeze.
How, that's how I think cars are made.
Yeah. How about deep black programs? Anybody?
The secret military. Yeah,
because
was
that's
all,
what this movie was
the
all
secret
about.
Secret military was all over this film.
You know, the Pentagon gets billions of dollars in funding. All
right, hold on. That's actually talking
money.
About the movie. Hold on, no.
Yeah, that's what this movie's
no,
about.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, there actually is like a backdrop with the plot where like they're trying to go to clean energy, but then the bad guy. He big oil is involved, and they're trying to prove that clean energy doesn't
involved,
really
right.
work. It's actually very
yeah.
political for a child's film.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can talk about your black programs.
Yeah, so in this movie, just like in real life, there is these secret government operations that actually are invisible even to the regular government. They kind of set off, and they're called the deep black programs, and
mm-hmm.
they pretty much run everything. And you know, these are your guys that are pushing oil. These are your guys that are hiding. All the evidence we have of aliens.
CIA.
These are the guys that are, you know, they're doing all the bad stuff pretty much. And you know, not even the prison is where this is happening. But this is happening in the movie as well. So I thought this was actually a little bit deep. Right? I mean, think about it.
Oh, for sure. When you get to the bottom of it with the whole hybrid cars and whatnot.
Yeah, and they're big oil's crushing it.
Yeah,
but
it's somebody advocating for electric engines, but realistically they are trying to kill that idealism.
Yeah, all the clean energy.
Yeah.
Because cars breathe so much
because
oxygen.
Because you make more money with gasoline.
Pretty cool, I thought. Pretty cool. Also, since we're talking about the movie Cars.
Mm-hmm. Two.
Yeah, Cars 2.
We already talked about Cars.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Owen Wilson really wasn't in this movie that much.
No, you know, the movie
about,
has the...
It's more about Larry the Cable Guy.
It's got the spy elements with Larry the Cable Guy being mistaken as a secret agent. And then it's also got focused around, like, three races, which Lightning McQueen's taking part in. But he's racing. He's not... There's not much dialogue there, you know? He's actually working, so...
I guess you could say they're all a bunch of racists in this movie, huh?
Ah.
Oh!
Okay.
Woo!
Okay.
That's not.
There's some serious stereotypes in this movie, though.
There are. It's, yeah. And we addressed it in the first film.
Yeah,
I don't know. I guess you can get away with that when they're cars.
When it's cars, yeah, you know. You tend not to like a human character who's a racist, but
no.
A car character who's racist against other cars that represent nations, I guess, is fine.
Yeah.
I suppose.
The nation thing just confused me, dude. The cars have to be from the nation that they're from, or do they have to be manufactured by that country? Like, what if it's a country without manufacturing?
Oh, it doesn't exist.
Cars, it doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. So, how are the boundaries different? But they visited Egypt in the thing. Does Egypt have like? Do they produce cars?
I mean, I think there might have been some ancient car producing society.
Okay.
I mean, at least in the Cars world, in this universe, there might have been.
Yeah.
Mm.
There would have to have been, because in this universe, it seems as though there's no room for human beings.
Right. Yeah, we're in John Lasseter's world, you know?
So it's not like a human being created the car. The car was just always there. At least that's how right. It seems to me. I don't know about you guys.
No, it's definitely what it is.
I don't know about the viewer or the listener, you know? I really don't know.
All right, we have tons of questions. Let's put together our wish list, case like we have any cars experts out there that can email in. What's our one question we all want answered? Everyone, give your. We all wrote down so many questions. Just what's your one question
we did.
You want answered, and we'll see if anyone can maybe contact us and let us know. Just come to our house and tell us. Just whisper it into our ear.
Okay. All right.
Jake,
first?
Yeah.
All right. My big car question I got here for all you car buffs out there, you know, and about the movie, you know, the movie Cars 2, is was Ray Liotta in this movie? That's the question I have.
We'll never really know until someone comes along and lets us know.
I thought I heard him for like a quick second, though, but I don't know if he does like cameos for... Mm-hmm. But a car guy would know that.
Yep.
This movie's for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's it. All right, someone go next.
Me. My question that I want
hurry
answered...
Hurry the fuck up!
More than anything else is... Why do they
looks
have
so hot.
Teeth and tongues? Teeth and tongues. I want to know about the teeth and tongues.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's the point of that?
Why teeth and tongues?
It's a little more human, I would say.
Yeah. I'm not making a joke of it. Someone please just whisper it into my ear. Come to my house and whisper it into my ear.
You know where he lives. I've said his address on this podcast numerous times.
Well, my question on this is, none of you have gotten... to this point yet, but
speak up, Justin. Mike's all the way over there.
I think the biggest question I've had with this Cars film is I'm gonna broach it lightly. What's the point of having doors? Uh-huh. You're a person.
Mm.
Human beings don't have doors.
Like, no.
We have a mouth, we have ears, we have
and
eyes,
pockets.
We have a butthole,
pockets.
We have a pee hole.
You're
just belly button.
Orifices.
There are these orifices, yes.
Yeah.
But in this film, we have doors. We have doors, but what do the doors access? Is it the brain? Is it the stomach? Is it what is it? That's what I want to know.
Hopefully, a car's expert.
What does the
design?
A couple questions.
What do the doors represent? And not so much. And even we'll go a step further than that. When you get inside the car, like look at the back seat. What's the back seat do? You know, like what is there like.
Some would say, what does the front seat do?
I'm
if
arguing
were to,
there's
were
no
to
interior
op-
to this
So
vehicle.
If you were to open these doors, is there an interior? That's my
Big
main
brain.
I think in the first film...
My main concern is there an interior? That's all I want to know.
You weren't here
and
for
I think
first
that's
film.
The same...
I think we did verify there are car seats.
I think that's the story that everybody wants to... That's really the...
Yeah,
the,
Pixar,
the
tell
question
that story.
That man has played themselves for years. What is on the inside? Is it real or is it not?
Here's what I'm saying.
The truth is
these cars don't have interiors.
Right.
There is just a big, just mass of gray matter in there.
No upholstery whatsoever.
That, yeah, there might be coursing fluids and maybe some kind of like, there's synapses and neurons
and
probably
and
jellies
yeah.
and goos and maybe...
Mm-hmm.
Those, what's that thing called, that swirling fluid in your brain that surrounds, you know, that keeps you from having a concussion?
Blood.
Yeah. No, there's not air. Actual. There's a fluid that surrounds your brain. It's probably a bunch of that. Yeah, kind of cushions your brain.
Blood? They say blood?
They're experiencing a lot of G-force, and, you know, as cars. Mm. So they have to have some kind of cushion for their brain. There's probably a lot of fluid in there. Fluid and gray matter.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
My other question is, why animate it? Cars are real in this world. Why animate it? Pixar? Seems like a big waste of money. Get all those artists to draw pictures and make them move.
I don't know.
Why not?
Some of those cars were pretty sexy.
Yeah, you go
see
sexy. Some curvy. There were some curvy cars in there.
Yeah, there was a...
For
we're talking
sure.
like...
Some
what was that British
cars.
That British spy car called?
Flywheel.
No, Mrs. Shitwell.
Shiftwell.
Shiftwell. Shiftwell.
Sorry, I totally said Shitwell.
She might Shitwell.
Yeah, she could, but I don't think cars shit.
That probably won't.
I think that's fine.
Yeah, they do go to the bathroom.
But long story short, there wasn't enough Owen Wilson in this movie.
Nope.
And it was very violent for a child's movie. I mean,
almost no Owen Wilson in it.
Yeah, like
Owen Wilson seemed like an afterthought. You know, it was really Larry the Cable Guy's movie.
He was kind of forced his lines. There was no depth or anything to his. He didn't have to overcome any obstacles.
But
like
you could tell his stuff was more interesting. Like I thought, like his little like fun feud with the race car. I would have liked. I liked the scenes where they were racing. I actually liked those. It was fun.
Yeah, that's
the tracks are like cool. It reminded me of that movie Speed Racer.
Oh yeah, yeah. It reminded me of playing.
Just watched it the other day.
Cruisin' World. Remember playing that game?
Oh, did the directors of the Matrix make that movie?
Well, the Wachowski. Say it again.
Wachowski.
Yeah, they did. I just watched it the other day.
You liked it.
Didn't know I'd be watching so many car films.
Hmm.
I did.
Well, you're playing.
Think it was fun.
You're playing a car game when we got here. You're just getting.
I was getting ready. Yeah. Lubing up.
Yeah.
For the cars.
Lubing up.
Get all great stuff ready to go.
Get a quick lube.
Jiffy lube, you could say.
Yep.
Yeah. One could say, "Ooh, car puns."
Nice.
That's good. Yeah, I don't know, but what's I want to cap it off at this before we go into our reviews.
Yes.
What kind of car do you drive, Tom? Tell the people.
Chevy Impala.
What year?
2001.
Nice. That's a pretty good car.
It is.
Pretty good car.
Pretty good car, yeah.
Yeah, reliable.
It gets me around. Gets
That's
me
good.
To the places
point a,
I
point
need to
B.
go.
There you go.
Four doors, bench seats.
You can have a party in there.
American car.
Yeah. What about you, Justin? What kind of car do you drive?
Well, funny you should ask, Jacob. I drive myself a 2015 Ford Fiesta.
Whoa!
2015.
I didn't even know it was 2015.
Wow. Color silver.
That's good. Silver?
Silver, absolutely.
That's
silver.
The name?
I call it the Silver Bullet. Ah.
How many miles on that bad boy? What do you?
Well, you know, I've owned it for about 2 years now. I got about 32,000 on it.
Oh, you're a driving man.
I'm a real driver.
You're a driving man.
Stacking them up.
I drive pretty often.
It's been pretty reliable for you. No major
absolutely.
Issues.
Go off any sweet jumps with that thing?
I bought her with about 30 miles on her,
mm.
and I got her up to 30,000 now. So
that's good. That's very nice.
We've really bonded over the past.
That's a car right there. That's a good.
She
good
gets
car.
Me from A to B, and she's got a good gas mileage.
Well, you know,
what
more do you ask for?
Really,
from the
couldn't
car,
ask for a cent more.
Yeah, it's a nice car. I'm gonna tell everyone what car I drive. I drive a 2002 Buick LeSabre Hunter Green.
Oh, hmm.
Weather interior. You know, I got it's
nice.
It's in that age where I got the CD player and the tape
color?
Player if I want to. Hunter Green.
You said that. I thought that was its name, Hunter.
No. It's
last name Green.
Yeah. No, I didn't give it a full name.
Well, guys,
yet.
Don't forget to go to Twitter and vote what your favorite podcaster's car was. We have a little poll going up there right now.
Yeah, we do. I just put it up right now. It's live. It's live, everybody.
Yep.
It's, again, in case you forgot, it's at The Real Colin Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
You can go ahead and tweet at
just
The Real
tweet
Colin Quinn.
Everyone, get out your phones, support 2001 Chevy Impala Nation, vote at The Real Colin Quinn right now. Get in there and just vote. Just send it.
That was a pathetic
absolutely.
Ploy. We all know whose car is going to win here.
Definitely not Colin Quinn's.
Mm. No, that's our Twitter account. That's our Twitter account.
It was a get.
Yeah, it was a good get. I'm sure he's doing fine for himself, but he doesn't have that handle.
No, that is us.
He's messaged me personally. He's come to my home.
Yeah.
But... Anyways, let's get to the reviews, huh?
I thought the film would have been worse, but it wasn't It didn't hurt, maybe because we were surrounded by friends. We had a lot of friends drop by.
Yeah, there was a lot of friends.
Some past few unexpected guests that showed up.
Yeah, we made fun of it, but the movie gave us room to play. We had a nice little area where we can have a good time, and I appreciate that in it. And it did have the two plot lines for whatever you were most interested in.
Yeah.
And I kind of like they did a 90-degree turn with the spy stuff here. You know what I mean? They kind of just went that way and said, no, we're a spy movie now. None of the same old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I do appreciate that. So I'm going to give the film a 4.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good
answer. I didn't break them up because it's an anime film, so it's hard for me to judge based on the thing.
Yeah.
Rewatchability, it wasn't painful, which some movies have been.
Yeah.
And Wilson, he's just not in there enough, so I didn't feel like I should break it all
up.
And
it's a children's movie. You're going to glaze past it if it's on TV. Yeah. All right, that's a respectable score there. For me personally, I didn't hate this movie. It wasn't that painful to watch. We've seen way worse movies, like live-action ones. And, it was fun, watching it with friends, like you said. I'm going to give the movie a solid 5. I'm right in the middle on it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, it's got raving reviews.
Yeah. Why not?
What is old Jaywalk Wentworth think
personally,
of it?
It's outrageous Jay today.
I was trying to remember. That's why it took so long to say.
Personally, I feel like this movie would have worked better if instead of cars, they were horses, and this was the American West, and human beings were still in it, but more like... the adult characters in the Charlie Brown series. You know, the wah 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 wah.
Yeah, you couldn't hear.
So you wouldn't actually understand what the human beings were saying, but they were still a part of it. Whereas this one, it's like the world is like, you don't need a driver to move the car. I feel like it would work better as horses. I don't know if anyone else feels the same way, but that's one man's opinion.
Yeah, I think the problem, Justin, is that you just have a real hard time thinking outside of the box.
It could be that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give the movie a solid 4 as well. I'm going to agree with Tom on this.
I'm going to agree with Tom.
Nice. I'll say 4 is my score.
It's my childlike demeanor that allows me to enjoy this film a little more than you guys.
4 and 7 years ago.
Oh, nice. Okay. High five.
Wow.
Cool.
How about that?
Can I get one too?
Okay. Yeah.
Why not? Okay.
All right. Well, now it seems like you pitched a little Wilson in there. So why don't we, Jake, you want to throw one out there?
Just jump right into that, huh?
Just want to throw one out there? You got one?
Yeah, I got one.
We're doing rapid fire.
Yeah, rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
This one is more or less a psychological thriller.
You're going to take forever.
I'm not going to take forever. I didn't even start yet. Now it's going to sound like it takes forever just because you said that in my first fucking sentence. So, yeah, thanks a bunch. This is going to be a real stinker with the folks in Wichita, Kansas now. So, anyways, this one's a bit of a psychological throw. You know, like, Owen Wilson wakes up one day, and all of a sudden, he's, every friend and every person he's ever known, they're talking like they're doing a Bob Dylan or Neil Young impression, like the entire time that they're saying anything. And everyone sounds like this to him now. You know, like everyone always does like a Bob Dylan or a Neil Young impression, and it's always like kind of bad, and it's never really like that true to like how they actually sing. It's always like a hyperbole of how they sing. So everyone's like talking like Bob Dylan or Neil Young sing, and he's going around, he's trying to figure out what's going on here, and he's getting down to the bottom of it. And like, you know, cut to the chase here. He finds that there's a whole conspiracy theory going on, and he finds out what's going on. And yeah, but that's the movie.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, pretty cool, right?
Yeah, right on.
Yeah.
All right, I got one. Owen Wilson plays a volcano god who lives inside a volcano. His name is Mag Martin. And Mag Marcus, and he's worshipped by all the local natives. It's on a chain of islands, not necessarily Hawaii. It's like an alternative reality. It's not our reality. So it's just this chain of islands, these natives, maybe
archipelago,
distant future thing, far away. And so he destroys the villages, even though they praise him. He thinks that he needs to destroy the villages for them to praise him. And finally, he falls in love with one of the native girls in the village. She's
who's played by?
She's played by... I'm sorry, the question? What was it?
Who is the native woman he falls in love with played by?
The person playing a native woman that he falls in love with is...
Fergie.
Thank you, Tom, Justin. I showed him the first draft.
We both looked at it earlier before Jacob came over, and it was Fergie.
Sorry, I looked over mine by myself.
Anyway, he falls in love, and he manifests himself in a human body, which is what Owen Wilson will be. He goes down, and they go on 50 dates until he realizes she's the one. And then they embrace, and he burns her, and she turns into ash. And he scoops her up in a little bucket. Little urn, and puts her on his fireplace mantle, and he says, I guess that's good enough.
I'd watch that movie. That sounds like a pretty decent storyline.
Yeah. Oh, it's sad.
He burned someone. That's pretty sad.
Yeah.
No one likes to get burnt.
Yep.
All right, thanks for coming. I have a quick pitch of Wilson. It's just a movie about the origin of Harry Potter and J.K. Rowling. It's about J.K. Rowling and a love interest she has with a character played by Owen Wilson, and so she falls in love with this nerdy guy, and his name's Harold Potter, and he's kind of like an outlandish kind of a nerdy guy, but he keeps to himself, and he's like,
well, I'm gay. Yep, well, thanks for coming by, guys.
That's it, everybody.
Well,
thanks for coming
that's
by.
A wrap. Don't forget to go and watch our things and listen to our stuff and touch
it. We got all that stuff. That's our guest, Outrageous Jay. Here we go. You can visit us on Facebook at the Sneak and Tea Co. website, which is down right now, but it's coming back up pretty soon. Trust me, I'm
coming
on
back
it.
Bigger
we
and better.
We got our best people on it right now. They're working on it right now. And also, you can visit Tom at his home address here in West Haven.
30 Jones Street, 06516.
Bye, everybody. All right, thanks again for checking in. And like, say any last words there, Tom. Thomas. Thomas,
nope,
Big Thomas.
Just bye.
Okay, thank you.
Now for the unabridged version of the premium podcast, Owen Wilson Cast, for cars.
Your door is a jaw.